Country 730, The Patriot. Joining us this morning, we have Dr. Jeff Sarazin, an eye doctor with the Wisconsin Optometric Association, and we're talking about Save Your Vision Month. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes, good morning to you and your listeners.
Where do we start with when it comes to Save Your Vision Month? What are we looking to do?
Sure, there's a number of things that we can do to save our vision and save our eyesight, things that are precious to most of us. You know, one thing that's real common, in fact, they've done some studies, 55% of Americans spend more than 5 hours a day on electronic devices, computers, smartphones, iPhones, that sort of thing. And although they don't cause permanent eye damage, they can certainly cause a lot of eye strain, eye fatigue, neck pain, that sort of thing. So we try to tell our patients, your listeners, you need to take some frequent rest breaks from these devices. And by that, we mean just every 20 minutes, try to look 20 feet away for about 20 seconds. We call it the 20-20-20 rule.
All right, so it's as simple as that, and really what you're doing is you're making your eye muscles work a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, they're straining, working extra overtime to focus on these devices, and if you could just look away once in a while, you know, try to focus out a window or perhaps down a hallway if you can and just relax those eye muscles a little bit, then come back to your work. Mm-hmm. It'll make you a much more productive worker, and your eyes won't be so fatigued at the end of the day.
Yeah, just a 20-second break, look about 20 feet away every 20 minutes or so. So three times an hour.
You've got it.
Yeah, that adds up to a minute. Do you think the boss would allow that?
I think most bosses want productive workers and want people to have less eye strain.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter if you have contact lenses or glasses, does it?
No, it really doesn't. Sometimes we don't realize that when we're on these electronic devices, we just don't blink enough.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're wearing a contact lens, your eyes might get real dry if you're on these electronic devices for a long time. So, you know, it's probably even a little bit more important if you're wearing contact lenses. Just look away and blink a little bit and kind of re-lubricate those eyeballs.
Sure. We're speaking with Dr. Jeff Sarazin, eye doctor with the Wisconsin Optometric Association this morning. Save Your Vision Month, the month of March. And it's also important, Jeff, to see you. It's also important to see an eye doctor such as yourself for regular checkups.
Correct. Even though you might not wear glasses or contact lenses, you still need to schedule those regular eye exams. There's things like glaucoma and cataracts that could be sneaking up on you, and the only way to detect those is to have a comprehensive eye exam with your optometrist. So we tell people to get those yearly checkups. It's really just a simple thing to do, and in most cases they're painless, and it's a great way to protect your eyesight and your vision.
Yeah, and people who don't do it annually for whatever reason, you know, they might be surprised that their eyes have changed if they go back every, you know, after some time off.
Yeah, a perfect example, just last week I saw an 18-year-old for a little bit of an eye injury, and he'd never had a comprehensive eye exam, and sure enough, the guy really needed some glasses.
Yeah.
We got him some glasses, and it really changed his life. He can really function a lot better.
Yep. Jeff, one of the reasons people might not see their eye doctor regularly, you know, maybe they don't think they can afford it.
Mm-hmm. There's some people have vision plans. Those people are very, very fortunate. Some people can see their eye doctor just by using their health insurance. That's often will pay for their eye exam as well. And if you don't have either one of those available to you, there's plenty of resources available to help you to afford to see an eye doctor. Again, ask your local optometrist if some of those resources might be available. Maybe call the Wisconsin Optometric Association, and we'll be sure to find a way that you can afford to get in to see your eye doctor.
Yeah, and oftentimes dental and vision, that's a whole separate thing.
Correct. Those are separate, you know, vision plans.
Right.
And you really don't need to have a vision plan to have your eye exam paid for with certain types of insurances as well. Most of us, you know, we carry this insurance card in our wallet. We have no idea what it is. Our spouse gave it to it. Call your optometrist. They'll help you figure out what it's for.
They can run the numbers and make sure, tell you if you're covered or not.
That's exactly right.
There you
go.
No excuses.
That's right. There are none.
Yep. It's as simple as that. And through the Wisconsin Optometric Association, you've got a lot of resources and a great way to find where there is an eye doctor such as yourself in the area.
Sure. Yeah. You can just go to woa/eyes.org. You can find an optometrist in your community, or just maybe ask one of your coworkers or family members. Mm-hmm. Most people have a relationship with their optometrist, and they'll steer you in the right direction.
All right. Dr. Jeff Sarazin joining us this morning. We thank you.
Thank you as well.